Time to talk tech, and Jennifer Dudley Nicholson is News Corp's National Technology Editor. She joins me. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I believe you've got a new toy, Jen. Tell us about your new toy.
Well, this new toy has been a long time coming. So this is the very fancy, potentially the next generation of smartphone, because it has a flexible screen. So it's an absolutely bonkers looking device. It's actually very narrow when you hold it. This is the Samsung Galaxy Fold. The most interesting thing happens when you try to open it up, and basically what looks like a phone all of a sudden becomes a giant tablet, and you've got a 7.3-inch screen in the middle of it. So it's a really fascinating device, and I'll be interested to see how many people actually sort of take up the challenge and use it.
It sounds big. Is it practical?
It is a little bit big until you fold it. In that case, it's about the same weight as the Apple equivalent. And it's more narrow. It's easier to put in your pocket. In terms of practicality, though, I think the questions come in when you talk about how rugged it is, because you actually have moving parts here. And earlier this year, they tried to bring it out, and it didn't quite work because some of those moving parts didn't work quite so well. There was a problem with the hinge. People tried to take off the screen protector, which actually ruined the screen. And this one, it actually warns you when you start it up, don't touch the screen too hard, which people can tend to do when they get angry with their phones. So presumably you treat it really carefully, then you'll have a good experience with it.
Is it kid-proof? Like if your kid takes it, are they going to destroy it?
You should put this nowhere near a kid.
Oh, that's, good luck with that.
I've seen what children do to phones, and this is very much an adult device. You shouldn't even take it into the bathroom, because I know people do that, but honestly, if it gets anywhere near a toilet, then you've lost $3,000.
All right, don't do that, guys. All right, let's keep moving on. I'm guessing with that kind of phone, you'll need a lot of storage, but that might start, of course, to cost us a bit. Google is pushing users towards a paid cloud subscription. How much money could they make out of this?
They could make an absolute shedload of money out of this because they've got just a few users. So this is an interesting one, and one that a strategy that we've seen from other providers, the likes of Microsoft, for example. They've given away an amount of storage before and then tried to, you know, hook you after a year into paying for that storage. Dropbox have done the same thing. But for it to come from Google is a much bigger deal because they have just so many users. So potentially if you use after that 15 gigabytes that you've got free on Gmail, they want to sign you up to one of these programs where you have to pay for your cloud storage. And it could cost you about $25 a month for a 100 gigabyte plan. And the plans go right up to the ridiculous sizes. But when you think about how much data we all store and how many emails we're hanging on to from, say, 2010, and I'm talking very specifically about me, that could get very expensive very quickly. And on a Google scale, that could earn them billions of dollars.
Wow. Okay. Just finally, social media is where a lot of our photos go. Most of them, if you look on social media, they're there every second. In the UK, something interesting has happened. Talk me through it.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So the advent of the Instagram influencer, we've seen these people everywhere, and a lot of them are posting things for money, sponsored posts. And in the UK, their advertising regulator has said, has called out quite a few of the influencers for promoting diet supplements and diet gummy bears and goodness knows what, and saying that they can't actually do that. They don't meet their ad standards. So that's been interesting to see an advertising sort of agency taking that sort of responsibility instead of Instagram. Instagram's made a few moves on this before, but in the UK, they actually have to comply with a code of practice specifically for Instagram, which I think is really forward thinking.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Cheers.
That's News Corp's National Technology Editor, Jennifer Dudley Nicholson, joining us.